White Ella, White Mabel, Armadale, Victoria, Australia, November 11, 1895. Dear children, our camp meeting closed today. Yesterday, Sunday, the interest was the greatest we have yet seen. Elder Corliss spoke in the forenoon, and your grandmother at 3 o'clock. The tent was packed, and a crowd was standing outside. Elder Prescott spoke in the evening. The tent was full, and it was reported that hundreds went away because they could not get under the tent, and the wind was blowing so strong that it was not prudent for them to remain. The interest has been steadily on the increase, and it is reported that in all the suburbs about Melbourne, the people are stirred up. Our meetings pass off without the least disturbance from lawless elements. Noble-looking men and women composed the congregation. After I had spoken on Sunday, there was a baptism. I am told that 26 souls went forward in this ordinance. Some of these had accepted the truth before the meeting, and some had newly come to the faith. There are many among the people who are convicted, but are not yet prepared to obey the truth, because it is truth. I want very much to see my dearly beloved grandchildren, and the girls Edie and Nettie, and the entire family. I feel a special interest in the children. I have been pleased with the reports received from you. Children, you can all receive of the precious Savior's instruction. Jesus made a little child his model disciple. He called a little child, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 18, verse 2, 3. Christ gave this lesson as instruction in humility. He would not have presented a little child as an example if children were not objects of his special watch care and tender love. Those who have given themselves to Christ, to serve him in childhood and youth, he accepts with pleasure and gladness. During his ministry on earth, the children were not overlooked or forgotten. When he sees them cheerful, obedient, sweet-tempered, doing little acts of kindness, what tender regard and fatherly love he feels for them. Those who strive to be faithful in little things are becoming qualified for the faithful discharge of greater responsibilities. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Luke 16, verse 10. The Lord Jesus will give to each of these dear children his special love and guardian care if they will come to him and present to him their petitions, asking in faith for his grace. Let the peace of God abide in your hearts by faith. Let his love abide in you. Let it flow throughout your characters and bless wherever it acts. Cultivate a calm, holy affection for your Savior, and your words and actions will be sweet and pure, and will make your life a blessing to yourselves and to others. A more than earthly joy will be brought into every detail of your life. God bless you all.